Roger JP, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. So upon further review, it's still hard to tell if Mo's having a girl or a boy, depending on what you look at.
He said this morning on the Mike Helda show, it's a girl.
Why is he holding a picture on the 1025 The Bone Instagram page of a baby boy balloon?
Because I know that Mike said that he got them some stuff or whatever, and it might have just been a joke. But the words out of his mouth were, it's a girl. Mike Helda said, it's a girl, right? And Mo said, yes. And then they talked about names, and Moonbeam came up.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your girl. Here's a baby boy balloon.
Let's take
a picture, put it on social, too, you know, just to really throw things off. And you said it was a girl. Let's make it a boy. And have a good time with it.
Well, now we know. It's a girl? Exclamation point or question mark? Right. I don't know why he would take a picture with the boy balloon because, you know, Instagram does communicate certain things to people, like sometimes facts.
He's kind of laughing. And like I said, I think
he is.
Yeah. I don't
could
know.
Could be a joke.
If I didn't hear, and I didn't even see it. I know JP said that on the marquee on the announcement, it said girl. I didn't
see
that.
It did. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That said girl too. So, all right. Well. That's that. In other baby news, I don't know if you guys heard, Hillary Duff had a baby in the last month, and now it's a headline story.
In the last month?
Yep. The baby's 1 month old now, but it came out as a headline because she went on a podcast about pregnancy. And Hillary Duff had a baby, and
she's still married to that NHL dude?
No, they're divorced.
Comrie or something like that?
Mike Comrie. Yeah, they're divorced, and she's married to another guy now, and this is their baby. And so...
Is the first baby... They had did she have a kid with Comrie too or no?
She has a 9-year-old son with Comrie.
That's with him. Okay.
And then she has another kid in between who I believe is with Comrie. I think this is the first with the new guy.
Okay.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. But you know, they had a baby. It's a month old, and she's on a podcast about pregnancy, and she's talking about how her 9-year-old son Luca.
Say it.
His name is Luca.
Thank you.
Does he live on the second floor?
Got to, right?
I think I may have seen him before. Anyway.
So she had a bathtub birth at home. So they fill the bathtub up and the baby comes out into the water nice and easy.
It's disgusting.
And it's a transition instead of the shock of coming out of the real world. And it's also easier on the mom, apparently, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a admittedly the water's a little messy and that kind of stuff because stuff comes out. The baby's on.
I remember
has stuff on it.
You and I posting a video,
yeah,
and having an argument on air, off air, in the hallway, out in the parking lot,
right?
Because there's nothing but blood and turd floating around in that water, and you're trying to sit there and tell me how beautiful it is. And part of it was he was like, no, that's part of the birth. I'm like, that's crap.
After birth,
that is a chunk of crap.
Wow.
I mean, you can say that all you want, but if you look at the birth of a baby, there's all sorts of other stuff that would come out and float
and
in the water.
Crap.
It's possible, but you don't
Do
know that.
Do women crap themselves when they give
probable.
Birth?
I think it's possible.
It's probable.
Then possible, yeah.
Okay.
It was poopies.
But
you
it was
know
floating.
It was
floating
poopies where the baby's face was.
And unless she's perfectly healthy, it wouldn't be floating.
Floating poopies.
So anyway, she has another baby in the bathwater. And
poopies.
This is the problem. She has a 9-year-old son. And everybody, guys, think about what you were like when you were 9. She made sure he got there in time to see. She says he got here just in time to see me pull the baby out. Oh, so this 9-year-old kid
out of
is
what,
getting to see out of her vagina.
Out of the towel? No.
She had unfortunately. No. She had real quick contractions, so he got there just in time. He made it right as I was pulling the baby out, says Hillary Duff.
And at
so
that point,
kid at nine,
that kid was like, I should have stopped to tie my shoe.
This poor kid.
All I had to do was tie my shoe, and I missed the whole thing.
No, here's the thing. I mean, she says, you know, I think it's important. She says, I really want to be open and honest with him about how strong women are and what childbirth looks like. She says, he knows all about periods, and it's important for me to normalize that conversation with him for all the women that are going to be in his life.
A 9-year-old boy does not need to see a bathtub full of his mom's snooch and crap and afterbirth and blood. The 9-year-old, that's the stuff nightmares are made out of.
We were just talking about last week about my son, who is 10, learning about stuff in health class.
Right.
Talking about it.
Right.
That's one.
Not
thing.
Seeing,
right?
Not seeing
it actually
live,
happen in person,
face to face.
Not seeing a baby come out of your own mom's nice. Vagina. Now,
don't put y'all stuff on the 9-year-old kid. That's
I know.
It's like, what's the big deal? This is, I, you know.
How do you know? It, you it spoke to him,
mom. Who hit you with an axe?
I think y'all are making it. Kids no, don't no. know. They're just like, okay, that you know, that's what is that? Okay.
Are you friends with Luca Duff?
No, I am not friends.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
I saw my mommy's chucha.
Right. Right. And I'm 9, and I shouldn't have. And you keep leaving out the floating turds.
Yeah, it's a tough sight. All the fluids that come out. Then you got the placenta. You got the umbilical cord. You got all the extra blood and stuff. It's on the baby and, you know, whatever stuff floating in the water. I mean, it's a tough sight, I would think, for a 9-year-old.
It's amazing how, like, things come full circle. Because when you're 9, girls are gross, right?
Yeah.
I'm 49. Mm-hmm. Girls are gross.
So is that full circle and in between you forgot they were gross?
Yeah. Because it just feels so good. So you forget things. And then every once in a while, you're reminded of the horrors that body is capable of.
Mm.
The miracles horrors. That the body is capable of?
Horrors.
The strength and resilience that body...
Horrors.
That's true. It is miracle.
Listen,
it really is.
When it's done, in the doctor, in the hospital, whatever it is, and I don't really have to see all that much, that's a miracle. My God, I can't believe how strong she is. When it's a bathtub full of poopies and blood and afterbirth and baby face and vagina and whatever, that's a horror. Sorry, ladies. I love yous, but yous can admit you guys can come up with some pretty gross stuff.
Well, Hillary Duff
if
is very proud.
If you're all being honest with yourselves, you guys have gross.
Some of the natural processes are, our processes are so much more simple.
Listen, we have our
own thing.
We have our own gross body hair, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's nothing compared to
girls have next level grossness ability.
I think I think that if you had to do it for however, you know, a few decades of your life on a monthly basis, that minimal stuff, I'm not talking childbirth, but I'm talking the monthly basis, the minimal, and trust me when I tell you, it is gross.
Yeah, see?
If you had to do that, but then you would become less, you've done it for a few decades and you're just used to it.
Right. No. You're used to it.
Right, that's what you're saying.
To us, you're still gross.
I don't know. I feel like gross is a little harsh. I feel like it's just not, no girl wants it either. Like nobody wants it, but it's a fact of life. And
I
it's something that happens monthly so that grossness can happen. It's all a system.
I get all of that. And I do appreciate the strength of women and all the other stuff. All I'm saying is at times you have the ability to be gross monsters. And you just said it before. It's gross.
But you can't have both. Like you're.
I get it. I'm not saying you walk around all the time like gross monsters. I'm saying there are moments when you guys are capable of some next level grossness.
But I'm saying you as a guy can't have it both ways. You can't expect.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about being a guy. Yes, I can.
So wrong.
Yes, I can.
So the other part of Hillary Duff's story, having the baby in the bathtub with her kid there, is that she's so used to Monica, you said, like, after a while, you get, you know, it's a fact of life. Maybe you get used to it as a female, whatever. She had her mother in the room, so she's in the bathtub. Her mom is there, 3 midwives, a birth photographer, and a close friend.
All right, that's a little
besides
much.
Her son.
That's
a lot of people.
I hope they charge a lot of money to deal with
Why did they have all those people in the room, but not one of them could have taken the 9-year-old boy and said, hey, don't come in here?
Who? Well, she wanted him.
But she wanted, right.
Oh, okay.
He didn't break in. She rushed him home to come in and see it because she was having contractions very quickly. She didn't want him to miss it. So he got there just in time.
I wonder if Comrie was driving him home. Like, he had his time with his son. He was driving him home. And he's like, listen, your mother's crazy. There's a reason why we're not together anymore. I can't stop her from doing what she's about to do. You're going to have to nut up and take this one like a man. You know,
but Daddy, what's nut up?
Right, you're gonna have to just like go in, and you're gonna see some things. You're not gonna be able to scrub it from your mind for a little while. But just know this: it's your mother's fault.
Comrie's driving in the slow lane. That's why he got there last minute. 35 miles an hour. He goes, I can help a little bit. Right. I got caught in traffic.
Something. Hey, whose job is it? Out of all those people, you got 3 midwives, a birth photographer, the kid, a friend,
and the photographer. By the way, doubled as a doula. So that's like another midwife type thing. So there's so many people in that room, and a lot of them just, it's redundancy, I guess, in case one keels over.
Who's the one that gets, who's the one that gets to clean the crap out of the bathtub? Whose job is that?
No, I mean, like, listen, that's disgusting, and I even agree with you. It's probable.
I understand it.
I'm not saying it's not, but we gotta, like, it's one of those things that, like, if someone, you know, farts in public and, or in an elevator and everybody just kind of ignores it and nobody likes it, you just got to kind of ignore it and act like it's not there. And just
you can't ignore floating poopies in a blood-filled bathtub. Somebody's got to clean it up. I just asked a simple question. Mm-hmm. Whose job?
Doula.
The bottom rookie of the midwives.
That's what I'm thinking,
Or who's got
too.
The least experience.
Or the pal.
Get in there, rookie.
The gay pal. You know what I'm saying?
If that's her close pal, if there's a gay guy, we don't know.
It's all beautiful and everybody's all, the baby, and everybody's all in love. And then as people are filing out, there's like two people left and they're rock, paper, scissoring. They're like,
right. Yeah. And then they're starting to clean it. They go,
boy, this really is horrible.
Maybe Hillary Duff cleans her own poo poo.
I don't even like this.
Oh, I don't think so.
Much.
She's in bed in a white terry cloth robe holding the baby perfectly. Everything's clean and perfect.
I wonder who's cleaning
and
my
the bathroom's
poo-poo.
Still a murder scene.
Yeah. Right. Don on line one. What's up, Don?
This is Don. One of you guys is from Long Island.
Three of us.
A few of us.
I'm from Long Island. I'm a retired detective. And I sat with Henry Hill at a bar several times listening to his BS about the mob and so on.
Yeah.
And I used to go out with a girl that was a governor's niece. And we got together on Paul Verio's lawn, back lawn.
Did she have a baby and you witnessed the birth? I'm trying to tie you in somehow to what we're actually talking about.
Exactly.
No? Did you ever deliver a baby in a police car?
Did you ever claim poo out of a bathtub afterwards?
And how gross was it?
You get used to it. You just, everything else, you get a disposable blanket and you put the afterbirth in there and you go and burn your uniforms. It's not
which has,
fun, but.
Which is more gross, someone who's been stabbed to death or a birth with the afterbirth and placenta and all that stuff? Which has more gross stuff to it?
It could be either one. It depends on how crude it was. And I've covered accidents where a milk truck was going on Sunrise Highway and a van full of people, no, just chairs and portable chairs and tables, and they ran into the back of the milk truck, decapitated.
Okay.
All right.
You were there.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Oh, my God, Don.
What the hell is going on?
That was like a random visit from a spirit from heaven.
We were laughing, and then we weren't.
All of a sudden, we got decapitation.
Right.
All right. So, thanks, Don. Thanks for the call. We're Roger JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. The phone numbers. If you have something, you know, generally relating to what we're talking about, it's always kind of helps the flow of the show a little bit.
In anyhow, for the love of Christ.
800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. Coming up in 21 minutes, another Bone bonus keyword for $1,000. Listen up at noontime. Text the word in and you can win a grand. Then 12:15, dead guy.